Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us once again, the one and only Philip Anselmo. How are you?
How you doing there, Jackie?
Doing great. Happy to have you back on the show. Lots going on, of course. Up until playing at Housecore Horror Festival last year, Superjoint had been inactive for quite a while. What made you start thinking about starting it back up?
Well, I didn't think at all about it. You know, it was more peer pressure, so to speak. You know, I always considered Superjoint, you know, pretty much finished until really Corey Mitchell, rest in peace, the hardest working man for the Housecore and Horror and Film Festival, who passed away untimely last year. It was really his idea, and he kept begging and kept begging and kept begging, and I was like, no. And then Jimmy Bauer got into it, and he was like, why not, man, let's do it. And then, we ended up in the practice room, and, you know, next thing you know, we were having fun. And then we played Housecore Horror Fest Part 2, and that was fun. And then the offers started coming in, and, you know, I guess at this point, it's like, why not? You know, let's go out and have a blast.
Full Metal Jackie, Philip Anselmo, our guest on the show this evening. Superjoint Ritual, Dress Like a Target. Full Metal Jackie, Phil Anselmo is our guest on the show this evening. And Philip, Jimmy Bauer and Kevin Bond are doing the tour, but not everyone is back from before. What's changed most by having different people involved?
Nothing really. You know, we already knew that we were going to go with a different drummer. And one thing that people don't really recognize is that Superjoint's gone through 3 bass players over time. And, you know, I obviously Hank the Third himself was probably the most heralded and popular and beloved. And we still feel this way, too. It's just a matter of truth. You know, Hank has been working his brains out to get to where he is at as a solo artist, and either way, you know, he's a hard-working man, and, you know, basically doesn't have time to do it, but it's understood, and he gives us his blessing and all that stuff, and he's always welcome to come up and jam with us whenever he has free time, which is basically never, but he's always, the door's always open for Hank and all that stuff to come up and jam. But more importantly, we got Steve, Taylor, and Blue from the Illegals and War Beast, respectively, to play drums and bass and Superjoint. So I'm very familiar with those cats. And Jimmy and Kevin, you know, love those guys. So practice has been smooth. Everything's been real smooth. And it is fun, I gotta admit it, just in this room full of crazy people.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Gotta take a quick break. Coming up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit, music from Forbidden. Philip is going to be picking a tune in just a bit. Again, Philip Anselmo, our guest on the show. It's all on the way, so stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Phil Anselmo on the show with us this evening, talking about the Superjoint tour. The band is being billed as Superjoint, not Superjoint Ritual. Why the name change?
It's a legal thing, and that's all you need to worry about there, young Jackie.
All legal stuff getting in the way, lawyers and crap.
Yep.
Could getting together a tour lead to a new Superjoint album?
Well, I will let you know that I think right now we have 5 new pieces that they're pretty good. I think it's a decent start, but I think that You know, Jimmy's been out with I Hate God for quite a while now. But we all need to get back in the jam room, reassess what we have. And I think there's a good chance we could put out a record. Like I say, there is material that we've been working on. But would I say it's, you know, close or finished? No, I would not. I would say it needs some tender loving care. And I guess once we feel like we're at a certain point with the songs, then we'll decide if we're going to move forward or just have extra stuff to put out there just for kicks.
What do you think would be different about how it'll sound compared to the older tunes?
It won't sound any different because myself, Jimmy, and Kevin have always been the main writers in Superjoint anyway. So really, you know, for the most part, really me and Jimmy. So it shouldn't sound much different at all.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Cold Chamber. More with Philip coming up next. Full Metal Jackie with Phil Anselmo on the show. We're talking about the first Superjoint tour in over a decade. On stage, Philip, how does Superjoint allow you to express yourself differently compared to Down or Philip Anselmo and the Illegals?
Well, really, you know, I'm going to be me. You know, it's not like I have these different personalities I'm going to turn on and off, but it is a different spot in my throat. So if anything, it's going to be a different sound, a different spot in the throat that I use for Superjoint. Each band that I do or sing in, or better put, I guess, am the vocalist in, requires its own little style and flavor. So Superjoint has its own feel and which is way, way, way different than Down, and somewhat different than the Illegals. So, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, that's about that, Jackie.
Gotta take a quick break. Still to come, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Suicidal Tendencies. More with Philip Anselmo coming up. Full Metal Jackie with Philip Anselmo on the show with us. The third Housecore Horror Festival is going to be happening in November. What makes you most proud about the way it's developed and keeps growing?
Oh, well, the fact that people still want to see it and people are still interested in it and that bands want to be part of it and that filmmakers want to be part of it and personalities want to be part of it. You know, I can't go out there and just sit on a sofa and pop on my favorite horror flicks, you know. There needs to be some meat between the bread. And I think this year we have already, as far as the announced bands go, we got some awesome, awesome bands. And even more awesome are the bands that I can't even talk about. So we have that part I feel very good about. And just this past week, we got our first batch of submissions by the lesser-known directors out there, and that's always a blast. So I'll be viewing those and taking notes and taking down names, you know, of the best ones out there so that we can use it. And really, that's my favorite part of the festival, really, aside from the bands, is checking out the new directors that are, you know, pushing the envelope or doing something completely different within the horror film. And, you know, that's something I'm always, always interested in. So more power to it.
Full Metal Jackie with Philip Anselmo on the show with us. Look out for the Superjoint Tour and, of course, the Housecore Horror Festival in November. All the details can be found online. Philip, really appreciate you being on the show and taking the time. Thank you.